Welcome to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Hello and welcome to the Armour Men's Health Hour. I'm Dr. Mystery, your host. Here as always with my increasingly informational and well-rested office manager and co-host, and Donna Lee.
And bestie.
And bestie.
Tis I, Dr. Mystery's bestie.
I thought it would be great for us to start a stand-up comedy routine, but I like it this way more.
Yeah, just the two of us.
Just me being the funny one. I'm a board-certified urologist. This is a men's health show. My name really is Dr. Mystery, M-I-S-T-R-Y.
Hey, if people go to a comedy show and they say, let's go see the comedian or let's go see the board-certified urologist at the comedy show, I think they're going to go for the comedian. Maybe.
Unless we're
paired together.
That's right.
Comedian and urologist.
Seventh funniest mom in America by Nick at Night.
That's right. Street cred.
So this show is brought to you by the practice that was started in 2007. We are the second largest urology group in Austin.
That is true.
We haven't mentioned that in a while.
We haven't, but we have mentioned that we're number two.
That's right. And as the big group gets bigger,
get bigger too.
we get a little more shiny in the window. You know, like, you know, you want to get treated like a number, go there. You want to get treated like a person, come here.
That's right. That's right. We are number two in all sorts of ways.
We are number two.
We have the second best podcast on feedspot.com for men's wellness.
I hope they don't have the first one. That would really hurt my feelings.
They don't. I looked it up. It's called MH or something, Men's Hour or something boring like that.
Well, our practice is made up of four physicians, myself, Dr. Mystery, Dr. Yang, Dr. Ong, and Dr. Giacomides. We have five mid-level providers, Dustin, Jason, Shefali, Heather, and Leonora, who's been with me forever.
Very impressed with you right now.
We take care of a substantial portion of the law enforcement community because of our incredible testosterone program, keeping you safe in our own way.
That's right.
In our own way, we're keeping you safe, trying to make sure that they stay on their toes and keep nice and healthy. Mm-hmm. But then to make sure they're not just overjacked, we take care of their, you know, we help kind of contribute knowledge to their cardiovascular health, their urinary health. We do tons of vasectomies. People ask me all the time, how many vasectomies have I done? I've done thousands of vasectomies.
You're doing thousands just this week.
We're doing thousands. We do lots of vasectomies. We have the most amazing vasectomy product you could ask for. It's called the Mystery Vasectomy.
Glad that other guy retired.
That's right, the other guy. So now there's only one named vasectomy in town.
That's right.
It is an IV sedation, single visit vasectomy with one incision, no metal clips. Mm-hmm. And if you know nothing about the vasectomy, you will know nothing about what I just said.
and we do the single visit for the patient.
That's right.
To not have to keep coming back.
It should be like an oil change, not like getting married. You don't need to come here three times.
Right. But you don't, unlike an oil change, you don't have to come back for another vasectomy.
That's right. Don't come back in 15,000 miles. We'll see you once. But you know that when we do the vasectomy, almost 20% of our patients that come to see us become patients of ours for other issues.
We should raise that number to 80.
No, not everybody needs something. As long as they know our name, that if they have a problem one day, they know to call us. We treat kidney stones. We treat cancer. This week has been an incredible kidney cancer week with lots of abdominal surgeries and robotic surgeries to treat that. Mm-hmm. That is something that we also specialize in. I've been doing robotic surgery for about 20 years, even though it may seem kind of new.
We've had robots that long?
We've had robots, and they're advancing.
They're doing the surgery.
They're not doing nothing. Okay.
They just have you on speakerphone with the robot.
They're just my collaborator.
Dr. Mystery.
He calls in me. I may be a robot. Your questions are what drive this show. Your presence in our office is what helps drive our practice. We are available to see you. We try to see you within a day or two. We try to have that much availability because wait lists are for suckers. I don't want to be on a wait list. Why would I want you on a wait list?
Are you going to share your three-dog analogy?
I will
three-legged dog.
Three-legged dog analogy. Why don't you tell people how to get an appointment with us first, and then we'll do that.
Insert when appropriate. Oh, that's what she said. You can call us at
5... You can't do it to yourself.
I can't do it to myself. 512-238...
That's what she said.
There we go. 512-238-0762. We had a patient say that our show was juvenile, and he did not appreciate it. I said, I'm so sorry. And it was just awful. And then the next person I met was like our biggest fan ever. Like all in like an hour span at the clinic during the week.
Our show is?
Juvenile. And he was embarrassed about it. And I said, I'm so sorry about that. And then it hurt my heart. I had to check myself. And then you told me to go see this other patient. And he was like our biggest fan ever. So it was a wild roller coaster.
It's what it is. For every person that thinks that we are over trivializing or making too much fun of serious medical conditions, another 10 will tell us how nice it is that we kind of mainstream these things that people are concerned about all the time.
Right. And we don't make fun of issues. We make fun of each other, but we keep it comical. And then you get to the serious business of the discussion. So.
For sure. And when you come see me in the clinic, you're going to get an incredibly thoughtful, serious answer from a person who cares about you, but not someone who takes himself too seriously.
Good point. But also has a fabulous radio voice.
I do.
Anyway.
I've got a face for radio, they say.
That's true. Our website is armormenshealth.com. Send us your questions, like this coming one up next, to armormenshealth@gmail.com.
All right, go ahead and give us questions.
So patient, obviously a listener who's heard us talk about HIFU, high intensity focused ultrasound. He had a really good question. I could tell he probably caught maybe tidbits of different segments. And his question was, does HIFU help with swollen prostates?
Well, that's a great question. So HIFU, or high intensity focused ultrasound, is a relatively new but incredibly well-tested modality for treatment of prostate cancer. Mm-hmm. Its real addition to the armamentarium for prostate cancer treatment is focal therapy. Mm-hmm. We can now target, very precisely areas of the prostate, areas that have been diagnosed to have cancer, and just ablate those areas. We have patients that come to us from all over the country to get this technology because I'm one of only three proctors that teach the most advanced form of this treatment. Mm-hmm. And we do more in Austin than almost any other city.
And so people come from all over.
They come all from all over. And so mm-hmm. high intensity focused ultrasound for a treatment for prostate cancer has been well established. When it comes to an enlarged prostate, it has not been established to really help. It causes more swelling, if not. Mm-hmm. And the effects of the shrinkage take too long for most people with an enlarged prostate to really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. So we don't use HIFU for enlarged prostate. But if you're looking for a way to decrease the size of your prostate in a way that nothing is put up your penis, then we have an answer for you.
I think everybody raised their hand.
Yeah,
at home.
Prostate artery embolization.
Don't put it in my penis.
PAE, prostate artery embolization. Mm-hmm. Many of you may have tuned into a webinar that we had. We're going to continue those again. And if you're interested in getting the webinar, just email us. We'll be happy to email you the webinar on prostate artery embolization. In this case, it's a relatively non-invasive procedure where we partner with an organization called Advantage IR. Mm-hmm. They go through your arteries instead of your penis, and they go through the arteries, go find the arteries that feed blood to your prostate gland, mm-hmm. and cut those arteries off.
It's amazing.
And to me, as someone who knows the biology, I always find that awesome, mm-hmm. and it's certainly what I would do for myself. My father's going to get it done himself. And nice. Doctors like to get that done because they understand anatomically what's happening.
Right.
Some of the patients I've learned get worried. Well, what happens when you cut off all the blood flow? Does it die? Does something negative happen? And the answer is that the prostate has more than just that much blood flow. But if you cut off most of it, then it'll shrink. It'll just kind of strangulate and get smaller. Mm-hmm. And our anecdotal improvement for patients has been at least 80% of our patients have been able to get off meds.
Wow.
And a good number of them have reported that their erections are better or more robust afterwards. So I think it's great. The biggest downside is not me doing it.
That's right.
So it's not my hands on you.
Right. It's Dr. Wood and Dr. Sill over.
These are interventional radiologists. Mm-hmm. But except for the fact that I don't get to participate directly, I have been very pleased with the outcomes. I think our partnership is very strong. They do not pay us at all. This is not any kind of endorsement mm-hmm. for them from a payment standpoint. We've endorsed them just because we think they do a great job. And
as is with all of our partners, by the way.
Yeah, that's right. We don't get paid by anyone. When we support somebody, it's not it's not how I wanted to be. I wanted to make sure that our voice and our advice is beyond any reproach there. So mm-hmm. the ways of treating the prostate beyond that, which I do control, include things like UroLift, Rezūm, and traditional laser and traditional TURP surgery. So if you're out there and you have an enlarged prostate and you're looking for not just a one-trick pony, not just somebody that says, hey, all I do is UroLift or all I do is this, and mm-hmm. that's what you're going to get, then we'd encourage you to come see us. We're going to give you exceptionally good advice that range from the minimally interventional to the maximally interventional to help you pee better.
Mm-hmm. And now it's time for the three-legged dog analogy.
No, now it's time to say...
Darn it.
How to get a hold of us.
Dang, okay. Well, you have to listen to the next segment in the future. Our phone number is 512-238-0762. And our website's armormenshealth.com. I'm so bummed I don't get to hear this yet.
One day.
And then our email address is armormenshealth@gmail.com. Please listen to our podcast. You can actually Google Armor Men's Health and HIFU, H-I-F-U, and some podcasts will pop up just for you. Thank you so much, Dr. Mystery.
Thank you, Donna.
The Armor Men's Health Hour will be right back. If you have questions for Dr. Mystery, email him at armormenshealth@gmail.com.